you're listening to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We're your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are twin sisters that work together to help motivate other women to find peace within the home, cultivating joy in everyday life, and of course, standing firm on Christ. We hope you guys stick around and become part of our community. With all love, enjoy the show. How we grow our community is only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_, and don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. Colby and I decided to do something a little bit different. It was on our hearts to just share this devotional book that Colby and Johnny have been going through. They have just been really enjoying it, this book, right, Colby?
Oh, we love it so much.
So she came up with the idea to share it on the podcast. So she's just going to read from it. And this is the Mr. and Mrs. Devotional book for couples. You guys can purchase it off Amazon. But we're just going to take some time throughout the week just to read some pages from it, and we can all chew and ponder on what is read. It's really great what Colby has shown me. So yeah, we hope this is just an encouragement for you guys, and we hope you guys enjoy a little bit of a mix-up.
Give what you are received. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Our spouse can become a target when we see them fail. We're tempted to shoot arrows of criticism, judgment, and spite. We can name every flaw and use our past as a weapon in the present. Gentleness and love are stamped out by anger, accusations. Instead, our spouse can serve as a mirror of our own heart. Their weakness reflects our own. We can identify with their lack of self-control, relational struggles, and discouragement. We're reminded of times we've also lost our courage and caved into temptation. The Lord's grace toward our partner reflects His mercy toward us as well. We're moved to show patience and understanding as we remember our need for Jesus. Today, put down the arrows that will shatter your partner's heart. Allow the Lord to develop compassion and kindness between you. Choose to respond with forgiveness instead of anger. Praise God for bearing with you through every struggle. Lord, teach us to forgive just as you've forgiven us. Let us encourage one another to love and obey more fully each day. Fill us with your mercy and kindness. Amen.